Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Jenny Ames with Coldwell Banker in Chicago, Illinois. Last year, she closed 111 transactions with a total sales volume of $141 million. Her average sales price was $1.2 million, of which 31% were buyers and 69% were sellers. She has a 15-member team, 5 sales agents, 1 listing coordinator, 1 concierge service, 1 contracts coordinator, 1 weekend office manager, 1 marketing director, 1 bookkeeper, 1 team manager, 1 executive assistant, 1 personal assistant, and 1 team leader. Jenny Ames is the team leader of the Jennifer Ames Chicago team. She's been an agent for 22 years. In her best year, 2014, she closed 144 transactions worth $160 million. Jenny has sold over $1.5 billion in her career, making her a billion-dollar agent. In this call, Jenny talks about being named Rookie of the Year, how she ranked number 3 in Chicago by her third year in the business, intentionally working the luxury market from day one, how to quickly gain market knowledge and become the expert, looking for your portal into the luxury market, removing the Chinese wall between your personal and business worlds, lifestyle selling, why networking is important and how to do it right, how to differentiate yourself with photo quality and copywriting, why you should never use a 35mm lens camera to photograph the interior, why listing syndication fails to inspire and how you can correct it. Focusing on the details is the key to success in the luxury market. How to market to your past clients and sphere of influence with small and large events, team dynamics, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Jenny.
Good morning.
Hey, Jenny, it's great to have you here. Jenny, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
It was a while ago. but after college, I did investment banking, and then I did film production. So I had a theme in my career history of doing deals. I was doing muni bond deals, then film deals, and then real estate sales.
Wow. Wow. So in college, what type of degree did you get?
I was a liberal arts student with a degree in English Lit. I think liberal arts is a great direction because it teaches you skills that cross over into virtually any industry. And I think as an English major, I learned how to communicate and think critically. And as I said, skills that translate, you know, into all of my careers.
Yeah, investment banking, I was expecting you to say you had a finance degree.
No, in what I've done professionally, the key is communication skills, you know, knowing how to write well and interpret data and get along with people. And so for me, liberal arts was kind of the perfect training.
So investment banking and film production, how long were you in those fields?
In investment banking, 3 summers and 4 years after college, and then I did film production for almost 5 years.
Why did you decide to get into real estate?
The short story is it was my mother's idea. She sold real estate for 30 years, which is why I didn't do it after college. I wanted to differentiate myself, as most children do, from their parents. But I was working really hard in both of my prior jobs, but at the end of the day, I didn't have control of my own ship. And I kept saying to, you know, wasn't fair, my bonus was this or, you know, that. And I generated all this business. And my mother kept saying, why don't you go into real estate? You know, you have great people skills. You know and love the city. And you're the master of your own ship.
How long have you been in real estate?
Oh, I've reached that point where you're not supposed to say the true number of years. But in truth, this month, it's 23 years this March.
Let's go back to the beginning when you first transitioned into real estate. Did you have a fast start or a slow start?
I was rookie of the year my first year, and I was number three in the city by my third year.
What do you attribute to that fast start?
There were a couple of things. One is that when I came into the business, it was 1994, the average age of a real estate agent was close to 70, and the world was starting to change. You know, the internet was just around the corner. I was young. I had come from, as we just discussed, pretty strong career history. I was also very involved in a number of charitable boards in the city, so I knew a lot of people and had already served in leadership positions that gave me an opportunity to kind of prove my ability in front of my peers. And so, it was kind of right place, right time. I had the right skill set. The industry was changing dramatically, and I was, poised to come in and ride that change or lead that change, I think, in many ways.
Let's move forward to today. How many homes did you sell last year?
A lot. I think that it was something like 111.
Do you recall the sales volume?
Yes. My sales volume was approximately $141 million, and my average sale price is about $1.25 million, so $1.25 million.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. Yeah, we're going to talk about luxury homes in just a minute. That's pretty awesome. Staying here just on stats for a second, do you recall your best year, what year it was, and how many homes you sold?
In 2014, I did $160 million in sales. I don't know the exact number of homes, but in that year, I think our average sale price was closer to $1.1 million.
And my understanding is you've had a pretty amazing career. Do you recall how many homes you sold in your career and what the volume was?
Oh, I've done sales in excess of $1.5 billion. And I think that the total number is around 1,500.
Wow, so you're a billion-dollar agent.
Yeah, well, working on getting to $2
billion. That's coming up soon, isn't it? That's fantastic. Congratulations. Well, Jenny, let's do this. Let's talk about where you are. This goes out all over the world, so please describe, where is Chicago, Illinois?
You bet. I am in the heartland of the country. Chicago is the biggest city in the Midwest, and my market is right in the city. So it's funny when you're on a trip and you meet someone and they say, oh, I'm from Chicago, and you say, where? And they some suburb, 45 minutes outside of town. I'm actually right in downtown Chicago. It is, unlike some parts of urban America, the city here is very residential, but it's also very livable. You can have a great quality of life and enjoy world-class restaurants and culture and shopping and parks and amenities, but it doesn't have to break the bank like it does in some other cities in this country.
Do you recall what the population is there in Chicago, the metro area?
Oh, gosh, no. 5 million, 7 million. It depends how you kind of count the numbers. If you get out into the suburbs, it gets bigger. But I think we're the third largest city in the country.
You said you're right in the middle of downtown. Are you working just the downtown market, or do you work all over metro Chicago?
I work mostly within the city limits, and even within that, within a small subset of the city. I have from time to time in my career taken unique homes, clients in the suburbs, but that's very rare, and then they need to be really something exceptional. So my core business is in the city, but if you're not from Chicago, you might think that means that it's all high-rises, and that's actually not the case. The majority of my business is single-family home sales, and we do also sell townhomes and condos and some high-rise condos and, a little bit of everything, but mostly we sell houses.
Can you please describe your current real estate market?
The real estate market in Chicago is more conservative than you might find in the East or West Coast. We don't have a lot of international money coming into our market. You know, it's more people, you know, earn their income through their work and you know, work hard to be able to afford where they live. So I would say that we don't have kind of crazy swings in prices. We don't have, you know, off the charts sort of celebrity sale prices and that kind of thing. In the city itself, the prices vary a lot by neighborhood. So in the most expensive neighborhoods, you would have condos selling over $1,000 a square foot, or single family homes selling up to, you know, $10 or $15 million. But that's the very, very high end. In your sort of regular neighborhoods, you might see houses selling in the regular kind of north side neighborhoods. You'd see houses selling in the, you know, $800,000 to $2.5 million range. And you can buy a small condo in a nice area, you know, starting around maybe $300,000. So it just, you know, it all depends. To clarify, in the area where I sell it, it's close to the lake. It's close to downtown, or, you know, and some of it in the heart of downtown. So you're talking about probably the most expensive part of the city. But as you travel away from the epicenter, you know, the city becomes more affordable.
Jenny, do you have a niche or a specialization in your market?
You know, my specialization really is about how we market homes. And so we don't just do this neighborhood or this property type or this buyer profile. You know, we work the full spectrum, but we work differently than most people. And you know, I know that sounds a little obtuse, and I can explain further, but our niche is how we go about marketing property.
Let's jump into that. Can you tell us what makes your marketing unique? What are you doing differently than the average agent or other agents that you're competing with?
I'll start at the beginning, which is that when I got into the business and I went to real estate school and they showed us all the ways that agents market property, I said, well, that's great, but that's not what I'm going to do. I looked at other industries and looked at the quality of advertising and photography and copywriting and in, you know, ads for people like Apple Computer or Hyatt Hotels or other luxury brands. And I've always focused on role models that are outside of real estate. So when I started listing homes, I was very, very particular about the quality of the photography that we used. And it's not just making sure that we have, you know, a properly staged home, but it means the right angles, the right number of shots, that they're appropriately color corrected, that they're not funny crops. So I believe that the first and most important way that you present a home is through exceptional photography. The analogy that I use with sellers is that they need to think of the home selling process as something akin to internet dating. And unless you've got really spectacular pictures, you're not going to be as attractive as somebody else. And so that attention to the detail of the photography is probably one of the first tenets of my differentiation. The second one is my copywriting. And again, you're thinking, Jenny, these are really basic things. You know, where's the silver bullet? But the silver bullet is approaching the basic things with a different eye. So,
this audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.